We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to share with you an overtime fix that I think is genius.
All right, genius.
There is no coin toss. It is still a touchdown wins. The captains come out to midfield like they would for a coin toss, but they come out with an envelope. And in the envelope, their coach wrote down a bid for what yard line they are willing to start from. And whichever team is willing to start from the longer distance to drive, they get the ball. So if both teams last night would have said, we will start at our own 1 yard line.
Then you flip a coin?
Then you flip a coin.
There are only bad options. It's about finding the best one.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
Are we playing deal or no deal here? What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
This is such a stupid idea.
No.
The idea of guys walking out with a freaking envelope.
Enveloped baseball. Out.
So he uses the terminology.
Enveloped.
That's what I said.
Or as you're saying, a gold briefcase. Here's Stacy with a gold briefcase. And she walks out.
Every coach in the world is going to say, the one. We believe our guys can be at the one. It's going to be the one every time and just going to result in coin toss after coin toss.
What would just be delaying for envelope opening before we flip a coin?
God, the refs can barely toss the coin.
It is heads. Correction. Correction, it is tails.
So each team goes out with an envelope, and then the referee brings out a old oaken roll-top desk with a swivel chair.
You guys are saboteurs.
Not saboteurs, it just sounds dumb.
Coach Eberflus did not seal the envelope.
This is a good idea.
COVID brain really has you clouded, man. I'm sorry. This should have gone through a couple more filters before air today.
I had an idea like that once, a long time ago.
Really? What was it, Tom?
Well, all right. It was a jump to conclusions, Matt. You see, it would be this mat that you would put on the floor and would have different conclusions written on it that you could jump to.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible. This idea.
One, two, three,
and here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Here you go, Matt. Here you go, Danny.
Thank you, Jim Nance. I stand by it. Not a bad idea. Innovative, creative, adds an element of strategy and envelopes. But enough about NFL overtime, Spiegs.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Poles Day in the city of Chicago.
I didn't even think that was about NFL overtime. I thought it was about office supplies.
Yes.
And it was about, you know, pearl-handled letter openers coming out of the pockets of referees at the 50. That's what that was about to me, Danny.
I maintain that if you guys would just be a little bit more open-minded.
Yeah.
If you would just dream bigger with me, if you weren't so caught up in convention and old school ways, me and Ryan Poles, the innovative 36-year-old, we're going to revolutionize this town together, okay?
All right.
One great idea at a time.
Let's bring it. It is Ryan Poles Day. We're going to learn about him together. We've got a jump start on the listeners, and we're going to try and figure out exactly how this is going to play out. And it's Ryan P., so you don't have to do a whole lot to the door. My guy Aloysius from Hudsucker Proxy down there on his knees with the, oh, I can just leave the Ryan P? Yes, and then it'll just
God,
change
the Bears are so cheap.
Holes.
They're right. So cheap. They save money on monogram material, on
yes.
the desk, you know, the what do you, your name on the desk, the placard outside the door. I get it. I don't know if he's going to be good or not. Nobody does.
Yeah, but at least we could start celebrating Kashmir Pulaski Day again.
With the polls. I like that. It's true. You want biggest negative or biggest concern? I'll give you biggest concern that I have from the resume.
Biggest concern for Ryan Poles himself from the resume. Okay.
It's experience. Like, we do not know what things in Kansas City he had a huge hand in and deserves credit for. If you just look at their front office, they have Brett Veach, who's at the top of the totem pole, right, as their general manager.
Yeah.
They have Mike Borgonzi, who is a director of football operations. Poles' title was assistant director of player personnel, but there's two people with that title. They have a director of pro personnel, and they have a director of college scouting. So there's a lot of people with director titles that are there. Now, this guy is seen as some sort of genius and up-and-comer and, you know, was a finalist for a couple of jobs last year, was a finalist for a couple of jobs this year. So the Bears are going to a rich talent pool, and they are pulling a blue-chip prospect, if you will, here. But this guy, he has not, you know, you had talked about Rick Smith a lot. He has not negotiated contracts. He has not had final say in things. He is one of many of a brain trust that has been very successful, but he is still one of many.
This would be a super exciting hire if it was under the aegis of a new football president. Like, you'd be like, oh my God, look at this. Now they can elevate this guy to the top of the scouting and development tree and let him learn all of that. My concern is more about the Bears' structure than anything. Like, what is he going to be asked to do? I fear that he's going to have a wake-up call coming here being like, oh, wait, you don't have this in place? Yeah, we need to have this in place. Oh, we don't have this? Oh, then we really got to do this as well. But maybe he's strong enough and good enough as a delegator, as an identifier of people and talent and systems to get those things going. So that's related to your concern about experience. But you know what I mean? I wish this was under a team president. I wish Rick Smith was here as team president and brought in Ryan Poles to be the GM.
And we can't change that.
Correct.
Like, that is just, I feel like we should say it first because there is no rebuttal for it. Like, he will speak to it, right? Like, he will be asked about it. He will have to delegate. He will have to have a cap guy and a
yes,
college scouting guy and all that. But, like, he is going to be reporting to George McCaskey.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem with facilities or nutrition or training or or anything that falls outside of the scouting purview, it will ultimately fall to him, and he's never done that before.
Yes. If my choices were Omar Khan from the Steelers to be the infrastructure and cap guy and then hope you have a great scouting and development guy, or get who you think is the great scouting and development guy and hope you get a good cap person to go with him, I'd probably take this choice.
Of course.
I'd probably take this choice. Give me the team builder. And hopefully they can figure out some of the other infrastructure things they need to figure out.
Talent is key. Talent evaluation, right? That's the number one prerequisite of the job. And if he's as bright and smart as everybody that I've talked to says that he is, he should be able to put it together. And we'll see. But like, experience will be, if you're saying, okay, what do we like about him? What do we not like about him? There is no denying that there is going to be a learning curve here simply by looking at his resume.
I will say that the Andy Reid tree, the much maligned Andy
Reid celebrated
coaching.
The Andy Reid tree.
If you look at the front office people who have learned while working with and for Andy Reid, because he's one of those few coaches who is in charge of those people. You're talking about Ryan Grigson, who goes on to be part of things with the Colts in a very good way at first. You're talking about Howie Roseman, who wins a Super Bowl with the Eagles. You're talking about Brett Veach, who wins a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. Jason Light, who goes to Tampa and wins a Super Bowl there. So
John Dorsey has some, a lot of the great picks that are on this Chiefs team.
Yes.
Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce. These are John Dorsey selections.
But I believe the previous four are people who have won titles away from Andy Reid, having come up as branches of his tree, if you will, on a front office place. So, like, there's a way of doing it. That, and we're going to learn about it, and some of the stuff that we've read, some of the stuff that people have talked to, the way that Kansas City has done it, and it's not just Mahomes. They've had a lot of good draft picks, man. A lot of really, and a lot of good, aggressive draft day trades. Frank Clark, who is still killing it for them, was an aggressive draft day trade. And smart veteran signings. Tyrann Mathieu, who's been phenomenal, missed so much when he was hurt the other night against Buffalo. There's a lot of good to like about the way that Kansas City and Andy Reid teams have done things in the front office.
There's no question about it. The one thing that I will say is I don't know that Ryan Poles, he can't take credit for Pat Mahomes. It has been so well documented. Like Brett Veach was scouting a lineman, and he saw him and he fell in love with him, and he walked down the hall and said, "I think I found our next quarterback." Like Brett Veach gets Pat Mahomes.
Way to go, Ryan Poles.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. We're ready.
We don't even employ that guy anymore. How did we do that?
Doesn't matter. Tanny's a magician. Doesn't even matter.
Poles,
it doesn't matter.
Souls. I'm trying to think what he might have said in the past that rhymes with poles. That's incredible.
Don't overthink it.
No, just, that's what I do. Are you unfamiliar with my brand?
I am.
Way to go, Ryan Pace.
Nope.
Way to go, Ryan Poles.
Yeah. It's very impressive.
Amazing.
It is. We are ready. We are ready for the Ryan Poles era. And now, coach, I know you said it with Lawrence when I was disconnected, but please share what you can assure Bears fans of what happens next. Because we know Jim Caldwell's in the building today.
Yeah.
But for the first biggest hire is who the hell's going to coach this team. What can you, Matt Spiegel, tell us?
Well, I've learned that this Bears process was actually a lot more impressive than some people expected. Overall, the search for both of them, Danny, the thorough, expansive, open-minded search with Bill Polian driving the bus, but all five members have brought content to the process. And the GM was always going to be hired first. We asked it as recently as yesterday at 4 o'clock with Dan Pompey. Hub's been writing about it, tweeting about it. It was always going to be GM first. They had decided to get out front with the coaching interviews because that market was moving fast. And some guys might have been scooped up. There are 9 teams with coaching openings right now. And along the way, and I thought this was good, GM candidates and head coaching candidates have been allowed to talk to each other. Many, of course, of them share agents anyway, and they talk in the same circles. But specifically, the Bears allowed candidates to connect along the way, which I think is a really intelligent, mature thing to do that I didn't necessarily expect.
It will be interesting to see if this feels like an arranged marriage.
Well, because that's the other part, and I didn't say it in there, but let me just add this real quick. The GM is going to be allowed to pick his own head coach. He is. Ryan Poles is given autonomy. This was said definitively to me because it was before Poles became the guy, and now the Poles are the guy, it was doubled down. Poles will be given the autonomy to pick his own head coach. So this idea of him being forced into an arranged marriage with an older elder statesman like Jim Caldwell, and that being just like Ryan Pace and John Fox, if he picks Jim Caldwell, that's him picking Jim Caldwell.
I believe you're sourcing and reporting, but George McCaskey said 10 days ago,
yeah,
these hires will be mine. And if the only people who get second interviews are Matt Eberflus, Dan Quinn, and Jim Caldwell, who were on the list to begin with. Certainly it's possible that Ryan Poles, because he was talking to them throughout this process, influence that through back channels, but those were people that they were interviewing.
That's true.
So it's going to be a tough sell to say this was completely and totally Ryan Poles' hire when they had interviewed those people before they had ever hired Ryan Poles.
I think that sell is going to be difficult if it is one of those three guys. But what we don't know is when this was consummated. You know, just because he had the flight booked to Minnesota and the Minnesota leverage were still out there doesn't mean that they didn't agree 2 days ago before that report comes out from Ian Rappaport. You know, like Ryan Poles might have said,
it's possible.
Ryan Poles might have said to them 2 days ago, okay, yeah, well, you know, bring in Caldwell, Quinn, and Eberflus. Those are the guys I want to talk to for now. And maybe there'll be somebody else as well, which would make it an easier sell. But we don't know the timeline of that definitively.
Albert Breer reported that Eberflus and Poles have a good relationship. Jim Caldwell, I don't know. Obviously, there is some connection, and there's the Bill Polian connection. The Dan Quinn connection is pretty easy to figure out. Matt Ryan was with Poles at Boston College. Poles was Matt Ryan's tackle when he was in college, and Dan Quinn, of course, coached Matt Ryan for the Falcons. So it'd be very easy to connect those dots of how he could have some insight into Dan Quinn. And the guy that I'm still hoping for, cautiously optimistic,
yeah,
Brian Flores, who he couldn't get along with his last GM, but he didn't have personnel say in Miami. He just couldn't get along with them. So if you want Brian Flores, who's won 19 games in 2 years with a bad Dolphins roster and no quarterback, who does he get along with? A fellow Boston College alum who he's apparently very close with in Ryan Poles. So maybe this keeps the door open for Brian Flores to be the next head coach of the Bears with a GM that he already has a relationship with. To me, that is the name that I still am holding out a lot of hope for outside of the three reported finalists right now.
That's
just because
fair.
Of the obvious alum. They did not play together at BC, mm-hmm. but there's an obvious connection there. But someone who did play with Ryan Poles, Tyrone Pruitt, and was texting with him today, is going to join us at 4:40 so we can ask him also about Brian Flores. Matt Miller at 3 o'clock, who knows Poles very well. Coming up next, you will hear from Poles in his own words. Next on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chicago moving toward the finish line with Ryan Poles, a guy that George McCaskey picked up at the airport last night wearing a Bears jacket. He's catching some heat for that on Twitter. I have no idea why. I think it was really cool. That
Wait,
the
who had,
showed up
George McCaskey had the jacket on and he's taking grief?
Holding a sign that I believe had Poles' hometown on the sign. Like, it didn't say Poles, it said his hometown. So he showed up in Bears gear and jeans. I don't know what people expected him to wear.
I think that's a nice touch.
Mike Garofolo and Andrew Siciliano on the NFL Network. This is going to be the Mitch's Camry story, that George McCaskey picked up Ryan Poles at the airport with a sign that said Canandaigua, which is the town in the Finger Lakes region of central upstate New York that Ryan Poles is from. It's a little bit south of Rochester. So Canandaigua,
sleepy little town,
is where I guarantee you that is discussed whenever there's an introductory press conference here. Uh-huh. Oh, what was on the sign? Why did you do that? Oh, he's a small town guy. Like, that's going to be the cute little anecdote about the Bears and Ryan Poles.
I wanted to be unobtrusive. I thought Canandaigua would be a little more unseen. It didn't work. I was on tape that night. Yeah, but, you know, it's a lovely thing. I think it's awesome that the chairman goes and picks him up. I know people are giving him crap. I think it's really cool. I think it's adorable.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Wouldn't you love it? If it's you coming into town to take a job of this magnitude, he comes to pick you up. It's adorable.
Well, here's the thing. I should have just reported it. We talked about it off air. Like, we should have just reported that it was Ryan Poles. George McCaskey does not go to O'Hare to not hire the guy. Like, it had to have been a done deal before that happened. I firmly believe, like, well, I guess he's going to Minneapolis.
Yeah,
like,
can you imagine being Morocco Brown and seeing that video and remembering the shuttle that you took with three other people to Hallis Hall from Terminal 3? Like, it's not the treatment I got. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, I guess it's over for Ryan Poles and the Bears. But he did an interview, BuffaloPlus.com, and we're going to let you hear some from Ryan Poles in his own words, because while that anecdote is nice, he also has a Bears connection. He was on the team. Here's Ryan Poles previously talking about his connection to the Bears.
I took it all the way down to the wire. They cut down to 53, and I wasn't good enough to make it, which is a hard pill to swallow for sure. It's the first time, you know, I've really dealt with failure, not getting a job and making it. And I took the time to figure out what I wanted to do. I went back to Boston College for a short period of time, got into recruiting, really learned how to work in an office, which is important. And from there, I got the opportunity to come down here and be a scouting assistant and just work my way up from there. I haven't told many people this. After I got cut from Chicago, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I went to Vermont with my girlfriend and my wife at the time, and we lived up there. And I was this close to taking a marketing job before a friend called and said, hey, there's a graduate assistant job at BC. Do you want to jump in that? And I said, yes. So I jumped in that. I met a bunch of scouts. I was like, this is exactly what I want to do, and hit the ground, and I'm here today. So it was close for me not being where I am, which is interesting.
Wow, the Matt Nagy connection there.
Yeah, man.
Matt Nagy was a real estate agent, and he was going to do it full time. And then Andy Reid called. Wow, okay, the parallel speaks. I see why they fell for this guy. What a story.
Who was the real estate guy that we had on when Nagy got hired? We went back and found that dude, and he was delightful.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
This is our role in this cycle. This is what we do. Yeah.
He had a weird name. Sure, we asked him about, like, how Matt Nagy was at selling houses. Now we're going to have to find the marketing agency that let Ryan Poles get away. What was it that attracted you to Ryan Poles? Completely ridiculous. So what is his role with the Chiefs? Again, here's Ryan Poles to BuffaloPlus.com in his own words as to what his jobs are in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'd say the main focus, to kind of boil it down, is to assist our general manager and Coach Reed in building and maintaining our roster. A lot of my heavy lifting is done through the draft. So I oversee all of our scouts that live all across the country, make sure the information is coming in. Do we know the player, their background, what they're about? Do they love football? Their intelligence. And then I'm able to get that information and hand it over to our general manager and our head coach, that we make really good decisions and try to bring in the best players for our system as possible.
Yeah. You know, there's collaboration has gotten a bad name around here. And when it's done by people who are conflict averse, as we have learned about Ryan Pace, or people who are obstinate and full of Hungarian stubbornness, like Matt Nagy, as we have learned around here, then it's not true collaboration. But like what Poles is talking about there, and what was in the article from The Athletic, and we're going to talk to Nate Taylor later on, right? Is that the name?
Yep.
Do I have the name right?
Yeah, Nate Taylor. He'll join us at 5:20.
Poles said that the Chiefs' plan has worked because of the effective communication between personnel members, scouts, and the coaching staff, where we give our opinion, it's never taken personally, and the way we work together is the best part. We have seen it done well in organizations, and Ryan Poles has seen and been a part of it being done well.
And maybe he will bring some people from Kansas City. Like there will be, maybe we'll hear about Tim Terry, director of pro personnel, or a Mike Borgonzi, director of football operations, right? Like maybe one of those front office people in Kansas City will come over with Ryan Poles. Maybe it'll be people lower down the list in the scouting department or whatever. People were asking me if I knew him when I was there. I've been back here for over 5 years. He was pretty far down in the scouting department when I was there. So I didn't have any interaction.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to the little people like that. Come on, guys.
I'm just saying you're not around them. Like it's not like that they have, like they're not accessible to the media. Like I wasn't going to the combine, you know.
Look, I go three faces deep in the war room on draft day. Once you've moved past the top three, I can't waste my time with you.
Yeah, that guy was serving water. You know, he needs a refill. That's what he was when I was there. It wasn't worth it. Come on.
I'm getting Saved by the Bell, Jay Glazer, Ryan Pace vibes here
as well. Yeah, that's what he was.
These freaking cycles that we're in. Glazer loved that hire, too. He loved this one, though. We asked him about Ryan Poles yesterday. He was very excited about that, was Jay.
Yeah, well, our guy coming up next. I already know Matt Miller loved the Matt Nagy hire. Matt Miller loves this hire of Ryan Poles. I get it. This is where we are. We cannot judge whether or not they are going to be good at this job. They have never done this job before. They haven't made a signing. They haven't made a trade. They haven't made a draft pick. All we can do today is get to know the person that was just handed the keys to the car of the Chicago Bears. Matt Miller has been talking about him as his top general manager candidate for over a year now. He joins us next to tell us why. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.